A massive development proposed for Trafalgar Road is one step closer to reality. Erin Council has approved a zoning bylaw amendment application from Blackthorn Development Corporation that will permit a 942-unit subdivision on 52 hectares at 63 and 63A Trafalgar Road in Hillsburg, consisting of 375 single detached dwellings, 227th Street townhouse dwellings, 68 back-to-back townhouse dwellings, an existing heritage dwelling, a low-rise and mixed-use seniors housing, a park and a water tower. A draft plan of subdivision with conditions for draft approval will come back to council at a later date. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment represents good planning, said staff, in a report. The proposal represents appropriate greenfield development and will contribute to the mix of uses, provide an additional form of housing and affordability to the town's current housing stock, presents a built form that is compatible with the surrounding neighborhood, and works toward the creation of a complete community. Sharing her support for the park's new location adjacent to Ross R. McKay Public School at an Erin Council meeting Thursday afternoon, Councillor Bridget Ryan asked why the applicant chose to rearrange the development from what was originally proposed. Ryan also asked how the development intends to preserve some of the older maple trees located near the Allura Cataract Trail and whether it's possible to get the CVC involved to ensure they're protected. Senior planner Jessica Peak said the applicant made the changes based on technical comments from council and the public following concerns shared at public meetings held in 2023. Some of those changes include reducing the number of dwelling units from 799 to 670, which would provide a density of approximately 15.5 units per hectare. However, Kathy Aylard was quick to point out that this reduction doesn't include the senior housing component and the development actually has an estimated density greater than 21 units per gross hectare, which will provide housing, over and above what is expected. Aylard later questioned why the senior development components have a delayed construction date compared to the residential units, saying it feels like senior and mixed housing options are always a second thought. A holding provision is currently prohibiting the development of the mixed-use seniors housing block until adequate water and wastewater service is available, servicing allocation has been granted and a site plan agreement is registered on title. I find that we're really lacking in this community with seniors housing, mixed-use housing, kind of alternative housing, and we are looking at lots of single-family dwellings popping up, so I'd like that to be addressed if possible, said Aylard. Peak said the developer has a servicing capacity limit and allocation for each development, but staff will consider bringing the senior housing online a little sooner. When Jamie Shane asked if the developer would consider installing another park where the new water tower is proposed if it is eventually determined to not be needed, Peak said she'll talk to the applicant but it would have to fall under the site's permitted uses. The town is currently investigating relocating the water tower off-site. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.